Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, coronavirus comrade.
Yeah, really, I know. This rules our world now. And a total wow. When you call 911, the response will not be in Greenville what
What's
it used
your emergency?
To be.
It's like, are you testing? Do you have symptoms?
This is unbelievable. Well, so you're on your own. Good luck with that.
It's the New World Order. We are all residents of Pandemica.
Yeah, Pandemica. I like that. Pandemica. Okay, so when you call 911 in Greenville and you're looking for at least for a police response anyway, first responders will still come out in terms of like EMS, that sort of thing, for like normal. But if you call the police, call 911, they will ask you if there's anyone with COVID-19 in your house or suspected or that sort of thing. They will factor that into their response. And unless it's a live situation, you know, active, dangerous crime going on, like, I don't know, maybe a convenience store is being robbed or something.
Yeah,
that's
sort of important.
Yeah, unless it's an active situation like that, you're on your own. Good luck.
And they wonder why.
I can't wait until the criminal class learns about this.
And they wonder why gun sales are up.
No, Lee, what a genius point. For all the people who say, well, if we could just, you know, begin to limit the gun sales, if we could just, you know, get the guns out of the hands of the people. You can trust the government. The first time we forecast a death toll equal to a severe flu season, your guns are all you got. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Can't depend on the government. Somebody sneezes and the government's like, hey, you're on your own. Hope you bought a gun.
And some states are telling you, oh, guess what? All you gun stores are non-essential. You got to close.
But not the ABC stores. No.
Liquor stores.
That's
stay
not.
Open.
No. Everywhere across the country.
Stores.
This is killing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is killing me. I was talking to somebody about this last night. And I'm say to the Greenville City Council, You're not serious unless you shut the ABC stores down. And I had people going, but alcoholics will check into rehab. No, they won't. They'll go to Walmart and buy some beer.
Yeah.
You know, there's alcohol in that. You got to drink more of it than liquor if you want to get
to drive-through now.
Yeah, I know. You can get to a restaurant and get your alcohol. I mean, if you're going to leave the ABC stores open, I mean, to me, that is the canary in the coal mine that tells me you don't even believe this is that dangerous.
Yeah,
you don't even believe
when the liquor stores and Waffle House close, you know we're in for it.
Right. So, this is an exact example of what we are talking about. We have been talking about here from all you, hey, count on the government. They'll come out and take care. You don't need a gun. No, they won't. One little sniffle, one little sneeze, and they aren't helping. It's on your own. So, if you have a history of breaking into houses, that's what you like to do, go ahead, do it. Free for all. Total free for all. Then I even come out and dust for your fingerprints. Take a car. My big screen TV, go get that too. Go ahead. Total breakdown of society. We are watching the breakdown of law, of rule, rule of law. It's
Well, this is why
it's over.
Politicians need to be very careful and governments need to be very careful at this point, because when you get to the point where there is no expectation of any type of justice, whether that is appropriately distributed amongst the demographics or not, if there is no expectation of any kind of protection or justice, it's over. That's why you folks need to be very careful where we go with this. Very careful.
And here, you know what's interesting about this? Greenville News was reporting on this yesterday. So they ask the folks at the police department. So, you know, 911 or, you know, 911 dispatchers. So has anyone indicated that anyone in their family might have COVID-19 or anything like that? They might be exposed. No, nobody has. Really? Nobody's calling and said they haven't? No? Wow. This must not be that widespread. Nobody who's called 911 has said that they're... No? Huh. Wow. Okay. I would have think somebody would have.
So I guess only the crime is happening where there has been no infection.
Yeah. So, you know. Have at it. Go break into homes. Steal cars. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going to investigate. They will take a report over the phone. They're going to write a report. But that's it. So, hey, their decision. And I mean, I'm obviously being sarcastic in telling criminals to do this. But I'm being sarcastic because I don't have to. They're going to read this. Folks, I'm telling you, you're on your own. Good luck. This is going to make them very bold. And here's what concerns me about the direction this is going in. Okay, Lee, if they're asking about coronavirus, they're saying, well, you know, we just take a little more protection when we come out. We'll just be a little careful. We'll, that's total curiosity. Will that delay your response time? What's the protocol? How long does it take? If I've got a guy in my house who has broken into my home and is, you know, menacing me, I'd like to know this from the police department. What is the protocol? How long does it take? You got to put gloves and a mask on before you can come in while I'm screaming for my life? Just curious. And at what point, Lee, because you can see this stuff goes downhill fast now. At what point when you call 911, if you admit that you have this or you've been exposed or whatever, at what point do they not come? Because that's coming next. And I'm not here to scare anybody, but the stuff that sounds like, oh, they'd never do that, a week later, we're watching it, Lee, they do it.
You don't have to worry about not scaring folks because Governor Cuomo in New York is doing as good a job as anybody in the world I've heard so far.
Yeah, I know. And but you should know he's lying his rear end off most of the time. And what he says is almost always debunked in pretty short order after he says it. Problem is the media doesn't carry that part. So,
well, granted, he's got a big problem in his state and his big city. New York City's got a really big problem. There's no denying that. They've got a very big problem going on there.
Yeah.
And this is what happens in big cities. This is what liberal, progressive, humanist, secularist want. They want to have everybody just live in one big city, one big happy family. And listen, this is not anti-race. This is not anti-immigration. This is not racism. None of this.
This is borderless society.
Exactly.
That's what we're looking at.
This is borderless society and a concentration of populations in densely packed areas so that all services and goods and everything can be brought into one area. So you don't have people commuting from the suburbs. You don't have people living in outlying areas. You've got everybody right there in one area using the same transportation system, the same all of the same grocery stores and businesses and all this, and everybody packed into one area. And then this is what happens. This is what can happen. And that's why New York City, particularly, because if you get outside the city, I mean, obviously there's areas of New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut in the state because of the highly densely populated areas that they've got this issue. But this is what can happen.
Texter writes, I knew this was coming. Crowds attend church, not ABC stores, Tara and Lee. I've been to an ABC store on a Friday. I just told you, have you been to Total Wine on a Friday? Because as an aficionado, I'm an expert on this, Lee. This is a subject I know something about. And I'm here to tell you there are as many people in the Total Wine store or the ABC store on a Friday afternoon round about lunchtime as you'll find in church.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm amazed at the traffic. Like, I used to think those big wine stores, Lee, I'd be like, wow, how can you make money doing that? And we have one near us here at Garlington, right? So I started to go pick up my supplies for weekend there. And not often, maybe once a month, right?
I went in and I'm like, damn,
it's wall-to-wall bodies.
About the alcohol in the church. Okay, fine. You've got a point there. Are you social distancing going up and down the aisles?
Yeah.
Because it sure ain't happening in the grocery stores and the big box stores. But now in a church setting, most churches have a large enough sanctuary where there can be the social distancing, the same thing that's going on, at least if not better, at the grocery stores or at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or wherever else that you're going. There's enough space, enough distance there. People are smart enough and enough opportunity for the hand sanitizers and the Lysol and everything else that's going on for that to be in effect. And for those who choose to do so, not being allowed to now. And that's the issue. And once again, I'm sorry, I haven't seen too many liquor stores that have got a, and of course I hadn't seen too many liquor stores, to be honest with you, but it looks like from the outside that the buildings are not nearly as big as the sanctuaries of most churches.
You know, that's a great point. But it's true. So whoever sent this, I'd tell you to go check out the crowd at the ABC stores and the Total Wine, but then you will, you know, you might not end up properly socially distanced or whatever. No, there's massive crowds there. Particularly going into weekends. They do a very heavy business. So, no, point not well taken. And text line says, do you need an AA intervention? LOL, says Veronica. I do not.
Now, Ms. Veronica,
keep it real.
Let me just tell you, I will vouch for this young lady here. I have never, ever, ever suspected that this young lady here has ever been in any way impaired on the air. Okay.
Oh, so, gosh, no. No.
What she does on her own time is her own business. I'm libertarian enough for that. But
husband will tell you it takes me about 2 weeks to work my way through a bottle of wine. And my problem is I'm so exhausted from doing this that when I drink the first glass,
I'm out cold.
So it's kind of a joke because if it's like, you know, our date night's Friday night, right? So, I mean, if my husband sees I'm drinking at 6, he'll be like, whoa, slow down. You don't want to get halfway through that glass of wine. You're going to be out by a cold by 7:30. So, no, I have no tolerance. I can't drink more than a glass. I can't do it. Plus, I couldn't keep up with the kids. They could run circles around me if I did more than that. But I do like my glass of wine. I have one Friday night, one Saturday night. It's the only vice I have left. No, it truly is because, you know, I gave up sweets for Lent, Lee.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
But the only sweet thing that I told God I would not give up, I got to have my glass of wine Friday and Saturday. I got to have it. And he understands.
Fruit of the vine.
No, like Jesus Christ's first miracle. Do you remember what
That's
it is?
Right.
This is my favorite one.
Absolutely.
My favorite one. Because he's sitting there with his mama, and you know what? Boys love their mamas. And Jesus is probably thinking, I'm going to do some awesome thing for my first miracle, right? Because he's young. He wants to show the world. And Mary's like, they ran out of wine. Could you do what we do in the kitchen when I run out of supplies? And just, yeah. So he, remember he changed the water to wine. First miracle. So I take that one to heart, Lee. It's my favorite. I wish I had a son who could do that. And I wouldn't have to go to the Total Wine anymore.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, don't give me this. Don't give me this. Texter writes, liquor stores have a need during this crisis. It keeps withdrawing patients from flooding ER and hospital beds that are needed for COVID patients. Oh, what a crock. Oh, come on. Let me help you. Walk down the beer aisle. The beer aisle at Walmart. Pick up one of them beer things. Take a look at the front of it. It says on their alcohol content. You see that right there? Or you can pick up wine there. Alcohol content. It's got alcohol. Alcoholics are addicted to alcohol. Do you honest to God think an alcohol... Let's think through these. I keep getting this text when I'm saying we ought to close the liquor stores if we're serious. Personally, do I want them closed? No, I don't. Just take a measure of whether our public officials are really serious about this thing, and I don't think they are. I think they're virtue signaling. You can tell by the businesses they're proposing shutting down and the ones they're not. Yeah, but in all seriousness, do you honestly think an alcoholic would go, oh, God, the ABC store is closed. I'm just going to go into withdrawal and I won't even go to Walmart and get myself a beer. I won't even do that. Come on. Live in reality with me. Live in Realville, as our favorite talk show host would say. Texter writes, Tara, we are putting you in AA. I don't know. Do they practice social distancing? I don't need AA. Did you ever do this? They ask you when you go to the doctor. How many times a week do you drink? You know what I always write? Not enough. Got to work some drinking into my weeknights instead of just the weekends. Now, I like my glass of wine. That's what I do. Okay, it's a big glass, but still, I have one. Texter writes, the ABC store is a medicinal store. The Bible confirms that it is spoken of in several places, Psalms, etc. Oh, wow. I got to bring back the genius text. I can't find it. Our whole system crashed a while back. And I had it, so I should play for this one. Texture writes, God, why didn't I think of this? Tara, so if the Greenville police won't respond anyway, we can just ignore all these stupid restrictions. You got a point. Dude, you've got a point. That is genius. No, whoa. Let's game this out. Okay, so and if you're just tuning in, you're like, wait, what? Yeah, now, okay, if you call 911, they will no longer respond in person if, unless you've got like a, you know, a situation. If somebody's, you know, beating somebody, somebody's actively robbing a store, somebody's, you know, so it's got to be an active violent situation or they're just not coming out. So your car's stolen, that's your problem. If your home is broken into, yeah, your problem. That's where we are. It's got to be an active, dangerous situation. Or you're on your own. Hearing that, you might want to get to the gun store today if you don't have a gun and a lot of ammo because you're on your own. This is do-it-yourself justice now. So what a great point. How does the Greenville City Council think they're going to enforce all this stuff if the police aren't going to respond? Oh, my God. I'm just dying here. You guys, text rates. I'm sorry, I love the text line. Text rates. Yeah, the Lord was always taking his homeboys out to drink. Well, I mean, he was. Oh, text rates. Tara, AS is for quitters. What's AS? Did you mean AA? I don't get that one. Anyway, text rates. Tara, text rates. Tara, I personally believe shine, quote unquote, might prove to aid in curing corona. Text writes, maybe my text yesterday got lost in the fray. There, no, the text line was just insanely on fire yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you. It's just I can't even read it all. Text writes, maybe my text yesterday got lost in the fray. They're not going to shut down the ABC stores because they would lose too much tax revenue. You're getting warmer, sir. Church tax revenue? Oh, yeah, there's not a lot of that. Oh, church is shut down. Non-essential. The hypocrisy here. The hypocrisy. Texter writes, so if I've already shot the intruder and call 911 after he's dead, is that still considered an active situation? I don't know. Call 911. Call the police department. Don't call 911. Call the police department and ask them. I have no idea. Texter writes, oh, wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the city will use liberals to police the city like Obama wanted. It is just getting crazy out there. By the way, did you see what's going on in Kansas? Whoa. I had to double check this one because I thought this can't be real. It's real. Wait till you hear how the government is tracking people in Kansas to see if they're complying with social distancing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, you want to know how nuts this is? People going crazy out there. Do you see what's going on at Walmart? This is how the place is falling apart. Not Walmart, the country. This is from the Walmart Executive Vice President for Corporate Affairs, Dan Bartlett. He's doing an interview on Fox News about changes Walmart's seen in consumption, whatever. As it turns out, people are buying a lot of shirts. Sales have increased of shirts, but not of pants or skirts. Did you see this? They've never had this problem before at Walmart. It's usually, you know, the number of shirts matches the number of, like, pants generally. speaking. Not anymore. We're seeing an increased sales in tops, but not bottoms. So people are concerned, obviously, from the waist up. Do you know why he thinks it is? It's because they're in their underwear. They're at home. We can't even bother to get fully dressed right now. This is what we've been reduced to. Lee brilliantly put this yesterday. He did, this guy from Walmart didn't say this, but he's probably right. He said, you know, people are working from home, right? Today, so you only have to get half dressed. You only need the top. You don't need the bottom. So Walmart's saying to meet the demand, they're stocking more shirts than bottoms. Yeah, you got to have some pride. Got to have some pride. Even if you're home, take a moment to just fully dress yourself. You could do that, right? Is it asking too much? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm a weirdo. In my our family, we don't have that. I mean, we don't. Like the family I grew up in, family my husband grew up in, family I live in now, nobody walks around in their underwear. It doesn't happen. I mean, you know, lounge clothes, certainly. That's about all we live in these days. But nobody walks around their underwear. Nobody walks around their boxers. Like, we put some pants on. We keep it real in my house. You know what I mean? But maybe that's unusual. I don't know. Wayne in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. Hey, I'll try to make this brief. I'm a 30-year veteran. And
thank you.
I'm a devout constitutionalist. So I'm a bit concerned about the infractions I'm hearing, what I feel is encroaching on our civil liberties, right? And so, in short, the other night I posted something about that on my Facebook page, and some of my friends are conservative. They lost their mind. They can't believe that I'm not more concerned about the sickness and all of this stuff. Then this morning on my way in, I live in Fairplay and I drive to Greenville. So before I can hear you, I tune into this little station up in Cashiers, North Carolina, for the weather. But the sheriff from there, or one of the police chief or whoever, was actually on there saying that they were taking people's tag numbers and they would do research for later if you were just riding around in town. And if you were just joyriding from another state through Cashiers, they would turn you around. And so that just goes to prove to me how local authorities can, you know, exercise their authority or what they think is their authority. And here goes the infraction on our liberties just because of a sickness or what's perceived as a pandemic. So that's my take. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting crazy out there. And honest to God, given where we are, Wayne, I don't know where we're going to be in 2 weeks. The rate this is going. Wait till you hear this, Wayne. And again, thank you so much for your service. You're awesome. Listen to this. Kansas Department of Health. And the article that reported this out of Kansas, it does not say, this is all I have. This is what it said. This is the local Kansas newspaper. The Kansas Department of Health is using a GPS program that tracks people's locations through their cell phones. Wait, what? Yeah. The program the state is using gave Kansas a grade of B on Monday on social distancing. From the data, the state can tell that a lot of Kansans are not following social distancing guidelines. The program the state is using gave them a B overall on Monday, but has now been downgraded to a C. Dr. Norman, whoever that is, said some Kansas counties are getting an F grade because of how many people are not observing the stay-at-home order. They're monitoring our cell phones if you live in Kansas. Now, unless you think, that'll never happen here. Trump actually mentioned this at his press conference. Said maybe we ought to start doing it. It was a throwaway line. He didn't say he would. Have we lost our dadgum minds? I suspect we have. This is terrifying. And folks, once again, the context is not there. I have to give a hats off to Fox News for at least reporting this. It was only briefly. This should be in every report to better inform people, but it is not. A couple things you need to know about COVID-19 patients. Among COVID-19 patients admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit, ICU. These are staggering numbers. 74 to 78% of them, it varies from state to state, but it the average is 74 to 78%, have at least one underlying health problem, serious health problem. You want to know what they are? The top four, long-term kidney disease, chronic lung disease, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. It's according to the CDC. Why do they not put this perspective in there when they report this? Now, I know this because Fox News reported it, so good for them, but this should be in every report. This is what happened to my mom. So we act like in America this has never happened before. This is what happened. My mom had cardiovascular disease. Extensive. Atherosclerosis. And a couple of other problems. My mama died of two colds. 7 years ago. She did. She got the first one. And she was a nurse. The mistake she made was it's a cold, right? You don't go to the doctor for a cold. She underestimated her body's ability to handle it. She did go to the doctor, but not right at the beginning. It landed her in the hospital with pneumonia. She barely survived. She got up, but she had damage to her lungs. This is what happens to people at end of life. This is how we die, folks. This is real. It's natural. It's never changed. It's not going to change 10 years from now. This is why the poor Stanford professor tried to explain. We have colds in America before COVID. We have colds in America with an 8% fatality rate for the elderly. Thousands of people die of colds, and I know it's true because my mom did. Her lungs were weakened from the first round of pneumonia. But a few months later, she was back in the hospital again. What she got? Second round of pneumonia. In order to beat it, they had a nuker with such high levels of antibiotics, it killed all the bacteria in her digestive system. She could not eat after that. She did, but she barely could. I mean, she couldn't do it. She barely could eat, and she lost weight until she had a stroke and died. So, I mean, for a long time, after that, people say, what'd your mom die of? Two colds and cardiovascular disease that wreaked havoc with her immune system. My mom, God bless her, was not going to be long for this world with or without those colds, and I hate that. But we can't continue reporting this without the context. We can't continue terrifying people because you get stuff like this. Did you see what this engineer did in San Pedro? San Pedro, Los Angeles. An engineer, train engineer, ran a train off the tracks at high speed near the port of Los Angeles in an attempt to crash it into the USNS Mercy hospital ship. What? You know the two ships, the Navy ships Trump's got parked off the both coasts, one's New York, one's LA, to help with the COVID patients. Federal prosecutors allege engineer Eduardo Moreno, 44, of San Pedro, intended to hit the ship, saying he thought it was quote-unquote suspicious and did not believe the ship is what they say it's for. People are terrified. The train crashed into a concrete barrier at the end of the track, smashed through a steel barrier and chain link fence, slid through one parking lot and then a second lot filled with gravel and hit a second chain link fence. It came to a rest after passing a ramp leading it to the Vincent Thomas Bridge. No one was injured, thank God. Y'all, here's another one. Average age of people who die of COVID-19 in Italy is 80. What is it here? No, what is it here? Do you know? Top of your head? Do you have any idea? No, of course you don't. That's context. It's never included. It's not included. It'd be helpful to know these things. Could tell a lot more about what the media is doing by what they omit than by what they tell you. Texter writes, you're wrong about shirts, Tara. Yeah, but Walmart has never seen this before. People are buying more shirts than pants. It's according to one of their vice presidents interviewed on Fox News. And they think that's because people are just wearing a shirt and walking around in their underwear. Texter writes, you're wrong about shirts, Tara. People are using them for toilet paper. Perhaps. Yeah. Texter writes, Lowe's killed me the other day, talking about the hardware store. Went in to buy some things. Store was packed. No way to get 6 feet separation. But when you check out, you better stay on that X. Or what? Now, serious question for the geniuses running the city. Total serious question, right? You guys are out there, you're thinking about a stay-at-home order, some sort of shutdown. You tell me I can't go to my church, but you're going to leave the liquor store open? Now, that's what their model stay-at-home order looks like. I mean, the one they put out in the beginning of the week. I don't know if they're still going to follow that one. Yeah, you know that genius order. The one that says, you can only catch COVID at church. You cannot catch it at the ABC store. God. Yeah, all right. Yeah, makes total sense. That model. I've got a question for you geniuses. If 911, you call now and they only respond to active violent situations, otherwise you just file a report and they don't come out and investigate. You guys just so you know, you just declare open season on people's property. Drop by that house, see that big screen TV inside, think it looks nice, go in and get it. Now, you don't want to do that if you're a burglar, if, you know, people are home, because that would be an active situation and the police might actually respond. So just wait till they go on a TP run. Help yourself. Nobody's coming out. Nobody's dusting for fingerprint. They're just going to take a report. So I got to ask you, geniuses. You're laying down all these rules, right? You're thinking about stay-at-home order. Were you going to send the police out to enforce that? How will people take it seriously if the police are only responding to violent incidents? They won't be able to enforce your stay-at-home order. Have y'all thought about that? I doubt it. Anyway, folks, get prepared for this. You're going to have to do it yourself justice. So if you don't have a gun, I'd go buy one like today before you're not allowed to do that anymore. Did you see this? Gun sales skyrocket in March. This is where people are mentally in this country right now. Retailers recorded 2.5 million sales. That is a new U.S. record. Not even Obama could scare people that badly. Gun sales exploded in March as the government pushed forced lockdowns on the American public. Gun retailers recorded 2.5 million sales in March. It's a new record. Most ever. That is a year-over-year increase for the month of March of 85%. Dang, that's according to the industry research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting. Wow. The FBI says it performed over a million more background checks than it performed in March of 2019. That's, wow, unprecedented. Probably a good idea, though, if the police aren't responding to anything but live situations anymore. Again, like I said, I can't wait till the criminals figure this out. Man, it is going to be a free-for-all. Whatever's not nailed down, go ahead and take it. We're now California. That's the rule there, pretty much, isn't it? No, it's what California was doing. Hey, shoot, if it's under $1,000, we're not even going to do anything but issue them a ticket. And criminals went, you mean $1,000 a pop? Oh, yeah. And so, remember the Fox News story? They just, the gangs just sent them in. So they go in and get themselves, you know, one item worth $750, something like that. Then they come back out with it. So just do one at a time. And if you get caught, you get a ticket, but it's no big deal. So they don't even take you to jail or process you. They just give you the ticket, turn you back. So then you could just go right back and get whatever else you want. This is now California. Fox, this is California. Well, I cannot wait to see in the coming days, what does this mean for shoplifting? And if it's not a violent incident, they're not going to respond. Serious question for the Greenville City Council. No, seriously. Do you have to pay anymore for stuff? Well, I mean, like, as long as you're not violent, right? You're not threatening anybody, and the police aren't coming. Do you have to pay or can you just steal the stuff? I'm just curious how this is going to work. By the way, this is all because they don't want the officers exposed to COVID-19. I get that. But do they understand what they're asking? And how on earth are you morons going to enforce your stay-at-home order if the police can only respond to violent situations and, you know, crimes in progress. Okay, we'll see how it works.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.